I'm going to read a piece that was selected for A Year in Ink, which is San Diego Writers, Inc.'s annual anthology. And it's going to open for submissions again on August the 1st. And you can find all about that at SanDiegoWriters.org. And the mailing list, if you're on the mailing list. So this is Midnight in the Red River Valley, a love story. And it was, incidentally, written in the long ago Thursday Writers. Something about midnight made Loretta want to saddle up the Pinto and head into the hills. Maybe that lonesome sound of Lefty's harmonica, wailing sad songs out of the bunkhouse, floating tears and heartbreak along the silvery path of moonlight that led up to Suicide Peak. That's what the boys named the mountain after Julio took the leap. But even to this day, Loretta swears she was just teasing. She would never run off with that cowboy down from Colorado. Never mind his eyes were the shade of the river at dusk and he smelled of mountain sage and pines. Why, he didn't mean any more to her than that railroad man riding the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe all the way to Chicago. She just wanted to taste the city boys, she'd said, see if they were flavored different from New Mexico cowboys. Ain't nothing like a clothes man, she told Julio after. Nothing like you, honey. All the cowboys knew how tender-hearted Julio was. One sensitive vaquero, they told her. You can't mess around with that boy's heart. Rosalio shaking his head and Hank spitting out the corner of his mouth. It wasn't the first time Loretta went to Our Lady of Perpetual Heartache in town and confessed to Father O'Hallahan, and Loretta wasn't even of the faith. But confessing made her feel better, and as soon as she memorized the Our Father and spelled out a handful of Hail Marys, she felt pure again. Like a goddamn virgin, she said. Look at that, Julio, and she polished the silver tip of her boot. Stepped her legs wide apart and said, don't that look, sorry. Don't that look pure as the driven snow to you? Poor tender-hearted Julio just couldn't resist Loretta's charms, so he forgave her one more time and invited her into his sleeping bag out among the creosote and starlight. That was in September. By Christmas, Loretta was handing out her presents again, and sure enough, that New Year's Eve, tender-hearted Julio rode his chestnut roan up to the top of Pinnacle Peak. Under the full moon, he yodeled the last love song he'd ever sing and swan-dived off the side of the mountain. And ever since, on those full moon midnights when Lefty wailed out Red River Valley on his mouth harp and the boys in the bunkhouse harmonized the chorus, Loretta took off for the hills where she swore she saw the ghost of Julio flying through the air off Suicide Peak.